got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money.
It's the Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Justin Kaufman in studio today as Ro is off. And we're talking gambling. It's down to the last 2 days of the legislative session in Springfield. And will we have a gambling bill that passes? Mm. Will there be a major expansion?
We're on the edge of our seat, Anna.
I know.
I had to come in studio for this one.
I'm glad you did, Kevin Powell. We've got Frank Ignatius, the founder of BetChicago.com. He knows about what's what. If you were a gambling man, Frank, would you say that we're going to be close or we're going to get this done this legislative session? What would you say the chances are for us?
I am overwhelmingly a gambling man. And yes, I think it's going to pass. All the information we're getting sounds like things are trending very positive. And although we can never say with any certainty, things look good right now.
By the end of the session, tomorrow.
Well, it has to be, by midnight tomorrow.
That's a deadline. That's really close.
I ran into Mr. Khan last night, and the first thing we really talked about in depth was this gambling bill, because Ro and I have been having Frank on now for about a year, on the show with you for about a year and a half now, and we've been waiting for this day. I guess what was the most contentious point this week about the gambling bill and between the representatives?
Well, there was a big fight this week, and it was between one of the casinos and then the daily fantasy companies, DraftKings and FanDuel, and they were going back and forth over the bad actor clause, and I really think that probably delayed us 3 or 4 days. Maybe we'd be done by now if that dust-up didn't occur.
Right.
But it appears as though that's been cleared up, and they've made their peace with each other, and that's why it's smooth sailing towards the bill happening.
It seems like there's kind of two parts here. There's the expansion of actual casinos, the brick and mortar, including a Chicago casino, which the mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, is in favor of, the governor is, and then other parts of the state as well. Then there's the video gaming and the sports betting, the other piece. Is that where we've got a little bit more of some things to iron out?
Yeah, that's right? What got so scary for us is because we had almost overwhelming 100% support for sports betting, and it was a very clean bill that was going to pass very easily. And then the bigger gaming bill, which has a long history of not working out, got attached to it. So the reason I say scary is because we got included and entangled with a bill that's got a history of not passing. So there were some nervous moments there, but it appears like the whole thing's going to go through. So we're cautiously optimistic.
You know, it's interesting because we've talked about this for so many years in Illinois, and to think that it's really a reality, well, what is that going to mean? How is that going to affect people listening right now when they say, oh, okay, well, what does that mean for me? How why do I care?
You know, you're so right, especially this week, I think because of how newsworthy it's been. I played golf with a friend of mine by the name of Josh today, and he's a young guy, he's into sports, he's a golfer, you know, came in fourth in his club championship. He's a really sports-minded guy, but he's not so inclined to go find a bookmaker. He's not going to go find an illegal guy to go do this. He's highly, highly interested in betting, but he's not going to go over the line. So he's just one of hundreds of examples of people who've reached out to us to say, I'm ready. You know, I'm Joe Illinois citizen that wants in on this, but I don't want to break the law and I don't want to send money offshore. I just want it to be a regular part of my normal Illinois day. And, you know, Josh
that
is a perfect
a lot
example
of, sense.
Of it.
A lot of sense.
You know, Frank, you've seen a lot when we talk about the bad actors and the national players of the FanDuels and the DraftKings and things like that. They have done some service to the betting industry in the sense that they have made it very popular and mainstream. There's, you know, fantasy football has moved on to that model. Does that help when it comes to sports betting being expanded and this idea that people are now familiar with betting online and not necessarily having to go to a bookie and things like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that helped as a nation. We sort of dipped our toe in the water, right? We learned how to use a mobile app and how to use the outcome of a sporting event to establish whether we won or lost something. I don't know that fantasy is going to survive going into the future. Like, for instance, Europe, which is sports crazy, has no fantasy market whatsoever.
Huh.
And I think that's because they've always had the ability to make a bet. So why use the half measure of a fantasy game when you can go and make a, you know, a full bet? So I'm wondering if fantasy was just a gateway to our sports betting, and it might not be so popular because we're chasing the bet, not necessarily the format.
Right, and just the fact that what you pointed out before, the legal part of it, that you feel like you're just doing something that does, you know, just feels like it's easy to do and you don't have to have a guy. You don't have to have a guy to do it. It just is, you know, simple.
Yeah, it's just another thing to do on your phone.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of phone, I know that was brought up, the mobile wagering. If this gets voted in, everything that we're anticipating tomorrow, when will I be able to make a bet on my phone?
So one of the big issues, and I think it's fair to say this is the last issue to be discussed in Springfield, is this proposed 540-day ban on mobile betting, which is 18 months of a sort of a freeze-out where we'll start with brick-and-mortar sports betting and we'll delay mobile until 18 months later.
Why? Why would they do that?
Boy, that's a good question.
I'm talking about Springfield here, right?
It first arose as a penalty box issue for some of those bad actors.
Right.
And I think there was a little bit of a temper tantrum, so to speak, that said, all right, if we're going to make them wait 18 months, let's just make everybody wait 18 months, which is not really a logical way to do it.
Sure.
But as of now, that's still being debated. So my hope is that when the bill is presented and passed tomorrow, it's going to contain no 18-month delay on mobile betting. So to answer your question, it's either going to be day one.
Or 18 months.
Or day 500.
We all have our fingers crossed that it's day one.
Both of those dates on your calendar.
Yes, I think.
Just go right in there, 18 months from today, and then tomorrow.
Let's say I want to do a mobile wager, but I also want to go to a brick-and-mortar situation. What will be, if someone does want to do that, how will all of this play out? Where will someone be able to go? How will they be able to make a bet at a brick and mortar?
So the most recent versions of the bill have said casinos and racetracks. Mm. So, you know, your local Illinois casino or racetrack, or I think this would be the best place to go, will be the racetrack off-track betting locations, which are a little more...
They've got everything in place anyway.
They do, and they're geographically attractive, and they get closer to more households in Illinois than our casinos. So, yeah, I think OTBs would be a great place to, you know, pop in, a lot of parking, make a quick bet, and get out without walking into a big casino.
And outside of the casinos, I think we had talked about this before, the amount of licenses that will be – how many locations will be able to do that or present that opportunity?
Yeah, again, I'm referring to the most recent version of the bill, and there will be another one coming out later today, but – there were casinos, racetracks, and there was actually provisions for our stadiums. So there was a spot for seven facilities that housed 20,000 seats or more. So Wrigley Field, Guaranteed Rate Field, United Center, presumably. So they would be able to put sports books in those facilities as well.
Gotcha.
When it comes to the casinos, I know the mayor's on board. Mayor Lightfoot would love to see a Chicago casino. She said all the business is going to Indiana right now. It's going elsewhere. I know we've got one in the suburb, but she believes it really will help us. And then there are others planned for Danville, Rockford, Williamson County, and southern Illinois, and the south suburbs as well. So quite a few. There's another argument that says, that aren't they going to start to cannibalize each other? Or is it just going to open up a flood of new people and say, hey, it's right by my house, I'm going to go do it?
I referred to being scared earlier, and that was a scary part of the larger gaming bill, is casinos were overwhelmingly behind sports betting, but because we added this extra layer, now if you're a casino, you're like, well, the sports betting is going to bring me 5% hold on that piece of the pie, but what will those additional casinos cost me in the long run? So that's the politics, right? We're weighing sports betting legislation versus additional casino legislation. And that's the part that gets a little dicey.
What time will we know if this passes? Well, I got to get the champagne on ice.
What time?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I've never watched any sort of law be made in Illinois.
You know what time this would go, Justin?
They have
Justin, you
Friday
can spend some time.
Is okay. It, that's, and to be fair, and reading up on this today, it's all kind of manufactured deadlines. They could just say, you know, we didn't get to it, and we'll come back to it in a month. Obviously, the votes change. I think there's a 3/5 majority. There's a different the way that it has to play out. But they could, I hate to tell everybody in the room, they could say, you know what, let's all hit the boats. This was fun. We'll come back in a month and do it. But
is it literally midnight, or could it go till 2 o'clock in the morning?
I think it's midnight. I think the idea is that the end of the month, which would be tomorrow, May 31st at 00:00.
And if it's past midnight, use a little whiteout, right? Just to change. Yeah, right.
I want to take a just nap tomorrow that. Afternoon in case I have to stay up that late. So I just want to know how late I might be staying up.
I read this whole thing, same with marijuana, that they really want to get it done. Their deadlines are kind of manufactured. They really want to get it done by tomorrow because they're afraid if they step away,
right,
that some of the lawmakers that they had votes on would go, I went home and everyone told me not to vote for this. So they're trying to get it done as fast as possible so that lawmakers don't have cold feet.
But midnight sounds like that's our target time,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Midnight. All right. Hopefully before. That's the idea. They like to gavel out.
Frank, you going to be down there tomorrow?
I am not. I'm going to be watching from afar.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you have to have people there to make sure no legislators leave the building and they've got to stay
hey,
in there.
Hey, where
are
you going? Come on, everybody. Stay. Get in there.
Stay in there.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, you talk about the license and it's obviously all about casinos and racetracks at this point. Will you see a moment in Illinois where startups get an opportunity, brick and mortar startups or mobile startups get an opportunity to get a piece of the pie?
Well, I mean, you're looking at a guy who had a startup. I mean, BetChicago is an Illinois company, started with Illinois investors. So we were told many times, this is not for you, and you won't break through in this business. And we've made it this far, and you know, we feel like we have a pathway to doing business in Illinois. We actually have a deal in Indiana and Colorado as well. But, yeah, why not? I mean, there's room for innovation, I believe, in this business. And you referenced the fantasy sports people earlier. If you could figure out a better mousetrap, a more interesting way to offer wagering, I think there's probably an opportunity for you. Just like, you know, casinos have traditionally had craps and blackjack, but if you've been to Vegas or one of the boats recently, you'll see some different crazy games out there or different interpretations of blackjack with side bets and that kind of thing. So, I mean, it probably just as far as your imagination can go. If you can come up with a new twist on it, why not?
Well, I love that stuff because you mentioned Europe and you can bet on anything. What wristband a player is going to wear, what socks. I mean, I don't know, just anything, or what the coach is going to wear. If Belichick's going to wear his hoodie, is it going to be up or down? I mean, could you envision that will happen here with this new kind of opening up of gambling laws?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, there's certain things that you have to be cautious about because Belichick could tell somebody which hat or what color he's going to wear. Yeah, right, so they like to keep it to you know, literally games of chance kind of things. But, yeah, why not? If there's a market for that and we can control it in some way, yeah, why not?
Interesting.
At the end of the day, what I find interesting about it is that, you know, if there is going to be this 540-day moratorium on mobile, it seems that more and more people are, because of the fantasy games, but just about the games that we play on our phones, are very comfortable with putting money into a bank or a little account and being able to use that way. They're not necessarily comfortable with driving up to Rivers Casino or one of the casinos and going in and doing that. So how do you deal with that part? Because it seems like it's right at your fingertips, but it's the lawmakers that are essentially saying, well, let's slow your roll.
Yeah, this is a concern of ours, because you had mentioned, when do I get to bet on my phone? And I feel like if we pass this bill tomorrow and it doesn't include mobile, the excitement level will last for 5 seconds, and then you'll say, well, wait a second, I'm just going to stay with my black market guy.
Right, yeah, right.
So, you know, it would be similar to like Prohibition being repealed and then saying you can only drink, you know, in a certain spot on a certain time of day. We need full mobile. So I think the celebration of legalized sports betting will be a little tempered if it doesn't include mobile, because, you know, we're here in Chicago. If you wanted to bet on a Cubs game tonight, literally, how would you get to a facility in time to make a bet? Or, you know, you wanted to bet the second half of the basketball game tonight, you're not going to get out of your house and drive to a casino to make a second half play. So there's sports betting is mobile betting.
Plus, it could be intimidating for someone who maybe is interested to walk into a brick and mortar, to go up to a kiosk and actually make a bet. I think if you have that opportunity to kind of learn it via mobile wagering, I think that, to your point, brings the interest to a different point.
I just, Frank, do you have just a second? Because we want to break here. I want to ask you one question about the demographics of gambling and who's what you see growing, and what maybe with this new legislation, when it passes potentially tomorrow by midnight, what you'll see, we might envision happening here in the state of Illinois. Our guest is Frank Ignatius, founder of BetChicago.com. We're going to check in with Kim Gordon, see what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour.
Alderman Ed Burke named as a defendant in a second corruption case.
Traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago, 10:30 p.m., WGN-TV.
Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis, Justin Kaufman in today. Frank Ignatius is our guest of BetChicago.com. Quickly, as we wait for this midnight deadline, and you say it's likely to pass the new gambling legislation, Frank, what's happening with the demographics? Like, who's being drawn to gambling that hasn't before, and what do you see happening when this seemingly will pass?
I think there's a lot of groups you could point to. I think millennials in general aren't from a generation where there were bookies in their corner bar. So I think that generation for sure. I think women will find the opportunity to play mobily much safer, much more accessible. So those are, I think those are the most two underrepresented groups in sports betting that I think those will be easy. I think on day one, you'll get a lot of women and a lot of millennials.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Frank. Frank Ignatius, betchicago.com. We'll be waiting to see what happens. Kevin's got it on his calendar. We're going to have a big celebration here at the Rokan Show if this passes. And we'll see what happens in Springfield tomorrow. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks for having me.
It is time for the news. And for that, we head over to Kim Gordon. It's sponsored by Marquette Bank.